Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is another edition of Phillies Today. I'm your host, James Seltzer. It is Thursday, September the 17th, as yet again, for the far too many nth time, I come to you after a gut punch, soul crushing Phillies loss. Yes, 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 yet again. It happened. The Phillies blew another one. And in this one, they actually got Jacob DeGrom out of the game after two innings, beat him up a bit. He had an issue and had to leave the game, and the Phillies still couldn't get the job done. Just among the more frustrating losses, maybe not quite as painful as the 7-0 blown lead in Toronto or Gene Segura missing the pop-up in Baltimore. But it's on the list, man. It is on the list. Just another to the list as this Phillies team again and again and again and again and again continues to punch us in the gut. And look, as we talked about yesterday, as we've talked about this week, they are depleted right now. They're in a bad spot from an injury perspective. Rhys Hoskins, who knows if we'll see him again. Not optimistic about it. Jake Arrieta, same thing. Spencer Howard, pretty sure we won't see him again. And, you lose guys like that, that takes its toll. And then, an all-time historically bad bullpen, and what else do you get? What do you expect? You expect this team to make the playoffs? Do you expect this team to do good things in the playoffs? No, you can't. You can expect them to make the playoffs just because that's the weird way this season is. You can expect it because there's eight teams making the playoffs, and even then, man, it's just like they don't want to make it. One step forward, three steps back, two steps forward, four steps back. They're back to 500 again. This team is 500 again. Wow. 24-24. Phillies bullpen. And we'll get to the game. We'll get to everything going on. But a couple quick notes on the Phillies bullpen. Jason Stark with a couple tweets last night that just help illustrate how horrendous this pen is. Phillies bullpen has 9 saves this season. 9. And 11 blown saves. 11. 11. 11. Oh, my God. 11 blown saves. How absurd is that? They only have 9 saves, which goes to show you they have 24 wins. That means that the majority, 15 of their wins, they didn't even need a save in. That includes walk-offs and stuff. But, man. And then 11 blown saves. Let's say, for reference sake, they had a major league bullpen, quality, not the best, not close to the best, just an average major league bullpen. You're going to blow some saves, but let's say they convert 7. Let's say it's 4 blown saves instead of 11. Think about that. Think about where this team is at. They're 31-17. This Phillies team would be 31-17. I mean, they'd be 35 and what? 35 and 13 if they hadn't blown all 11 of those. Think about that. Jesus. Oh, my God, this season. It is incredibly frustrating. It is incredibly frustrating that this team came into the season with this bullpen. Here's another one. Last night, made it 6 games. The Phillies have lost after having a lead of 3 runs or more. 6 games. The Braves have lost 1 game like that. The Marlins, the chief competitor for a playoff spot right now with the Phillies in the NL East, crazily enough, have not lost a single game like that this season. Not one. 6 times. 6 times for the Phillies. Just give them those 6 wins. Let's forget the blown saves thing. Let's say that those 6 games where they were up 3 or more runs, they just win those 6 games. Then this team's sitting at 30-18 right now. I mean, what a different outlook we would have on this team, on the future, on the season if they were 30-18 right now. I mean, think about that. They're cruising to the playoffs. They're fighting for the division. It's them and the Braves battling it out. Who's going to win the division? Oh, guess what? The Phillies are in first place right now, win percentage-wise. Ho-ho, let's go. That's where they were. That's where they're at. And instead, a historically abysmal bullpen is going to cost this team any sort of semblance of a chance of a fun season that we had. That's it. It's done. No matter what happens, they might make the playoffs. They probably will make the playoffs. They ain't doing anything. This bullpen ain't doing anything. The only shot the Phillies have in the playoffs is in a 2-game series if Nola gives you 9 and Wheeler gives you 9. Then maybe. Who knows? Something could happen. It's a shame. And you know, it's like, I feel like it's crazy to come in here every day and talk about the same freaking thing. But what else are we supposed to do when every freaking day this happens? Every day, it feels like it is part of our DNA this year. As a Phillies fan, watching these games to just know, yeah, we're going to blow this. Yeah, I don't have confidence in this one. Oh, this one isn't going to work out. It sucks, man. It really sucks. It is a huge, huge disappointment of a season. Again, and that's the most screwed up part of this is that, again, as we've kind of talked about, that granted the result of a absurd amount of playoff teams making the playoffs, and we'll get more into that later, but the Phillies are probably going to make the playoffs this year, and what a disappointment, right? I mean, how long have we waited for the Phillies to make the playoffs? I'll tell you, it's 9 years. 9 years we've gone without the Phillies making the playoffs, and they'll probably make it, and it's just like, blah. It's like, blah. That's how you feel about it. That's how you feel about it. How can you feel any different about this team getting into the playoffs? It's not exciting, honestly, and I don't want this because I'm a Phillies fan, and I care far more about winning games. Every single game I go into it desperately wanting to win, so I can't think this way. My heart and soul won't allow it, but like there is a part of me that is like, you know what, if they don't make the playoffs, at least it'll hammer home what a disappointment this season was. Like, I don't want them to be able to take this season and say, oh, look, we made the playoffs, because no, that is not the takeaway from this season. The takeaway from this season is that you could have had a special year. And instead, you went into the season with a BS bullpen, a makeshift bullpen that was never, ever, ever going to work. And then when you realized in season it wasn't going to work, you went out and traded for guys who sucked just as bad as the guys who were here before. If that is not a failure from a management perspective, I don't know what is. I mean, that's a disaster. What a disastrous year from that perspective, from talking about the bullpen. What a disastrous, disastrous year. I'm getting speechless with this stuff. I'm starting to get to the point where it's hard to reconcile these things. It's hard to watch this team right now. It is. And again, then you add in the injuries. You add in Rhys Hoskins, who again, as we've talked about, him and Bohm, the best two hitters on this team the last month, no question. You add in losing Arrieta and Howard, which, again, neither of those guys you feel amazing with when they take the hill, but you certainly feel better with those two guys as opposed to Vincent Velasquez or the bullpen starting and finishing a game, which is seemingly the other options we have. It's just, I think it's past the point of no return, so to speak, with this bullpen and the injuries and whatnot, that I just think that, I think their ceiling is low. I mean, I think they have a really low ceiling. They're not going to do anything special. And, again, it's a shame because they really had a chance to do something special this year. I mean, again, they are good enough in other spots, whereas if they had a major league bullpen, they would at least be fun. We'd at least be, looking forward to the playoffs. You know, we wouldn't be talking, wow, are they going to blow this and not make the playoffs, which is a real valid conversation to have right now. And again, I don't think they will. I mean, percentage-wise, you look at teams that have to play each other and all that, they're in all right shape, but if they keep losing games, they won't be. I mean, they absolutely can miss the playoffs, and even if they don't, the problem is, if they had a major league bullpen, right now we wouldn't be talking about will they make the playoffs. We'd be talking about how good are they heading into the playoffs. Could they make some noise? Can this team do some freaking damage? That's what we'd be talking about. And instead, we're talking about, well, maybe they'll make it. I don't know. If they do, whatever. You know, we'll see. What a bummer. All right, let's get to last night, and then we'll get some other things going on. You can only rant around about this bullpen so often, so long. Oh, well, every day. Yeah, every day. It's what I do. This is my life, is to rant about this bullpen. It's really been a joy in my life to rant about this bullpen. Last night, another, as we discussed, just brutal loss. Just another brutal loss. The Phillies, of course, get out to a lead. 4-0 lead by the third inning. They get going in the second. Andrew Knapp, a double down the right field line. Kind of a ball you thought Dominic Smith, the first baseman, could have had. He didn't. Kind of glance off his glove, but we'll take it. Andrew Knapp continues to own Jacob DeGrom. Adam Haseley, a sack fly. McCutchen, an RBI ground out. You're up 3-0 in the second. Gene Segura adds a homer in the third. You're feeling good. 4-0. DeGrom out of the game. Had to leave. You're feeling great. Zach Wheeler, despite the gnarly finger, cruising. Runs into a little trouble in the sixth. Runs up a little trouble in the fourth, giving up a run. But then in the sixth, really starts to struggle a bit as he gives up a two-run shot to J.D. Davis. It is now 4-3 and getting a little clenched, as they say. And look, Wheeler was great. Wheeler really was. I know he gave up that homer, and that sucks. But 7 1/3, 3 earned, 7 hits, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Obviously not a lot of strikeouts, but, you know, considering the injury he had, and if you've seen the pictures of his finger, it's not pretty. I thought that man battled last night. I thought that man gave them everything he had. Now, I would have kept him in more. It was only at 95 pitches. I know the finger thing, but, and did run into a little trouble in the eighth, but, you know. Adam Morgan comes in, gives up a run. Hector Neris in the ninth. Of course, Jimenez singles in. Singles in one in the ninth. They score one in the eighth. The J.D. Davis double. J.D. Davis crushing the Phillies last night. Off of Adam Morgan scores a run, and then Jimenez RBI single in the ninth. The Mets do not blow it from there as Edwin Diaz shuts the Phillies down. All she wrote. 5-4 Mets win. Just a massive disappointment of a win, of a loss. I mean, massive. Just a. Another one. Added to the list. I don't even know what to say anymore with these losses and how disappointing and upsetting they are. We'll get to where they stand in the standings and looking ahead to tonight's game against the Mets and then the weekend and all that stuff. But a couple things I wanted to get to quickly before we get to where we're at there. Two things, really. One, macro about baseball, and one a little more focused on affecting the Phillies. Let's start with the micro, and that is the Steve Cohen situation. As we have not talked about here much, but Steve Cohen has bought the Mets. The man is worth 14-something billion dollars. It is immediately he becomes the richest owner in Major League Baseball. Immediately he becomes the richest owner in professional sports. American professional sports. Not great. You know, the Mets have been run like a bargain basement type of team for the last 20 years, thanks to the Wilpons, and that's going to change very likely. Cohen coming in, and of course, the rumors out of New York already are that Steve Cohen wants to come in and make a splash, and who would be the biggest splash this offseason? Oh, they need a catcher? Oh, JT, really? Not great. Just say it as it is. I've been pretty staunch in my belief that JT Realmuto will be back next season and beyond because he is more valuable to the Phillies than to any other franchise in baseball. That is a clearly true statement, especially after 6-0. God, if we could undo that trade, man. God, if we could undo that trade. I'm starting to worry about this. I've always thought the Phillies will just match any offer, but, I mean, Steve Cohen's the kind of guy who could just overbid. I mean, Steve Cohen's the kind of guy who just come in and say, I want JT Realmuto on my team, I'll pay whatever it takes. I mean, that is absolutely something that could happen. And I think that even though JT Realmuto likes it here and all that, I don't know why, you know, you'd feel great here with the management of the team and the way they've run it so far. But I think in the end, money's going to talk. You know, I've always thought he'd be here because I've thought in the end that the Phillies will just match whatever price they have to keep JT here. And I don't know. I don't know anymore. I don't know if that's the case. And again, I don't know if JT, how badly he wants to stay. This year has not been a fun one across the board. Now he's hurt. He's got the hip thing. We'll see when he gets back, hopefully soon. I don't know. And again, man, if they lose JT, if they traded Sixto Sanchez, who's going to be one of the best, assuming he stays healthy, one of the best pitchers in baseball for the next decade, that is not an overstatement. It might be an understatement. He might just be the best. You know, that's his ceiling. Sixto Sanchez's ceiling is the best pitcher in baseball for the next decade. I mean, it's what it is. Let's be real about it. Let's be facts, you know? And look, I do agree with the concept that, you know, a sunk cost fallacy in the sense that just because you traded Sixto away, that doesn't mean you have to sign JT, because that is a sunk cost. Sixto is gone, is over. That can't factor into your thinking, but it definitely factors into the perception and how we all feel about it. There's no question about that. And ultimately, it does matter that you gave away the best, you know, young pitcher in the sport for this guy. And then if you are unable to sign him, unable to keep him here, it's a disaster. That's not putting it lightly. I mean, we're talking about an unmitigated, epic disaster. A franchise disaster. Because then, look, the Phillies have, for better or worse, and probably worse, kind of put all their chips in the middle on this squad right now. They got nothing coming. We know that. I mean, now that Bohm and Howard are up, that's it. Nothing of relevance is coming up anytime soon. This team is in a situation where this group of guys, the Harpers, the McCutcheons, Rees, you know, this group are going to have to be the group, and you can go out and spend more, and you better go spend more, John Middleton and Phillies management, because enough of this stupid luxury tax thing. Let's be a big boy, like you said you wanted to be. But even with that, I mean, if you lose JT, it cripples everything. It cripples everything. And again, you gave Sixto away for him. It's a bad situation. And while I've felt very confident that JT was going to re-sign here, I'm less confident. I still, if I had to make a bet, what team will JT Realmuto be starting the 2021 season on, I would still bet on the Phillies. I would. But I wouldn't be as confident in it as I was a couple weeks ago. And, man, the mismanagement of this whole situation, letting it get here, letting this situation play out the way it has been a real disaster. And, again, another thing that you have to criticize management for. You have to. You have to look at Matt Klentak and his group and say, what were you thinking here? What was the thought process behind not signing JT to an extension earlier? And look, maybe it's Middleton. Maybe Milton said, we're not going over the tax. You can't sign him until next year. You got to wait till he's almost a free agent. That's possible. Sure. Either way, whoever's involved, it's a massive mistake. They blew it. They blew the JT situation. They blew the season by coming into the bullpen, and they deserve the brunt of the blame. I mean, facts. It's just what it is. All right. Now, one other thing I want to get to before we look at the standings and look ahead quickly. There's word out there that baseball would like to keep this extended playoffs past this season. And you know, when this all went down earlier, if you've listened to me talk, that I was a staunch supporter of the expanded playoffs for this season, for the weird 60-game season to help protect against variants, to help some of the best teams who maybe get off to a bad start find their way into the playoffs, and you get the best teams in there. That was my thought, and I was okay with it. But the idea of this lasting past this sham of a season is an absolute joke. The idea that we would have more than half the league in the playoffs basically invalidates the season for the most part, or at least the interest in the season. Playoff seeds will be locked up so early. Teams will not care. September will turn into a boring, boring month of baseball. There'll be no Drew Sending in the playoffs. This is a disaster. And I know why they want it. It starts with an M and ends with honey. They want money, and they get most of their money from the playoffs. I get it from their perspective. I know why they want it. It would be a disaster. Absolute, like, honestly, like, threatening the integrity of the game type of disaster. If they have eight playoff teams in each league every year, if more than half the league makes, I mean, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. I'd be embarrassed. As a baseball fan, I'm embarrassed with this idea. I'm embarrassed. It will ruin the sport. I don't think that's too strong a statement. Like, it could ruin the sport. It really could. If nothing else, it's a massive mistake, and it's going to take a lot of what we love about baseball away from it. Pennant races will not be interesting. So much variance in there. We won't have, you know, the best versus the best all the time. It's gonna be a bummer. I really, really hope that this does not continue. I really hope the players fight back. I really hope that this is a stupid Manfred idea that's gonna get shot down. I hope. Because again, I think it is such a massive, disastrous error, such a massive, disastrous mistake to extend the playoffs past this year. I can't put it strongly enough. It's devastation for the sport, in my opinion, if they do that. So I'm sure they will. Let's hope they don't. All right, quickly, the standings, then we'll look ahead to tonight as the Phillies now sit, of course, with the Marlins winning yesterday, a game and a half back of the Marlins, still four out of the division lead that's gone, as we all know. The Cardinals and the Reds, half game back of the Phillies, just saying. One of those two teams will come in second division. The other's going to make the playoffs, it seems like. Milwaukee, not that far back, only a couple games back of the Phillies. Game and a half, it looks like. San Francisco Giants, 500. So, well, again, it looks like the Phillies are in a decent spot to make the playoffs. They keep blowing games, they might not. And, man, what a frustrating thing to look at here, to look at the Miami Marlins sitting there 25-22. God, what a disappointment this Phillies team is. It just is. It's such a bummer. It really is. It's a real, true bummer, this Phillies season, this Phillies team. The way this has played out, and now the way it's shaking out with the injuries, and then, you know, kind of just sucking the last hope and life out of it, even though, again, I go back to this point I made earlier, but it really rings true for me, is the idea of the Phillies making the playoffs again should have been the most exciting thing in the world for us. You know, it should have been something where we as Phillies fans, waiting 9 years for this, let's go, this is the best, yeah, like that kind of thing, that kind of excitement, that kind of level of happy and excitement, and it's going to be none of that. It's going to be none of it. Like, don't get me wrong. I'll be excited to see the Phillies play in the playoffs. I love baseball. It's my favorite sport. I love the playoffs. It's my favorite playoffs. I love the Phillies. They're my favorite team. Like, it would be awesome to see them play in the playoffs. But, like, let's be real. Like, are you super excited about it? Are you like, wow, I can't wait for the playoffs. The Phillies are going to do something special? No. It's like, all right, maybe they win a game. Maybe they miracle their way into winning the first series and then get smoked in the second. Maybe. And that would be fun, super fun. But it's just not what it should have been, and it's a shame. And, you know, I think you have to blame management and blame the way they've built this team. All right, tonight, need a win. Obviously, thank God you got Nola on the hill. Nola versus Seth Lugo. It's a big one because then you go to Then you have to face Toronto, four straight against Toronto. And, oh, by the way, Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola aren't pitching again until next week. So, Monday, Tuesday. So, you got a four-game series against Toronto. Doubleheader Friday, Saturday, Sunday. You will not have Nola or Wheeler pitching any of those games. So, and Toronto, oh, yeah, by the way, a playoff team. Handily. Not great. Not great. Look, let's hope the Phillies can you know, prove me wrong. Maybe they figure it out in the last week and a half of the season and into the playoffs. I just don't think it's likely. But either way, we will be talking about it. We will be rooting for them. We'll be hoping beyond hope. So tomorrow we'll be back to talk about the Nola start tonight. Hopefully Nola can get us the much-needed win. And we can kind of plow forward and hopefully find some ways to win some more games, get in the playoffs, and see what happens. So until then, we'll be back tomorrow. Stay safe, stay healthy, and thank you for listening to another edition of Phillies Today right here on the Phillies 24/7 Network.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.